1.3. Today, most customers in the industrial world want to be able to quantify outcomes. Our customers believe that small changes in reducing unplanned downtime, increasing velocity, or improving capital productivity make a big difference to their bottom line. So the notion of providing service solutions like Predictivity are not only making GE's contractual service agreements more valuable, they are truly meeting the needs and goals of our customers. In order to be successful, we need to shift the way we engage with customers by using a new outcome-focused sales approach. And to succeed in this new landscape, we need to look through our customer's lens so we can think like the customer to better understand their needs, even if they might not know what those needs are themselves, and employ this mindset in the way we engage in customer conversations. We need to shift from selling our products' features and functions to focusing on the business value our solution delivers to the customer. Thus, understanding our customers and their needs is far more crucial than trying to persuade them to buy another product. Providing industry and market insights is more valuable than pitching product-specific benefits and features. And building long-term, meaningful relationships based on delivering business value is more effective than creating a series of short-term business transactions. Selling and delivering outcomes is very different than selling products or traditional service in at least five ways. 1. New buyers and influencers. Selling into the C-suite with new influencers like the Chief Operating Officer or COO, Chief Information Officer or CIO, and the Chief Technology Officer or CTO. 2. Value-based deal shapes. Sharing risk with clients and potentially even getting paid on the outcomes being achieved. 3. Solution architecture. Stitching together capabilities across GE P&Ls to provide the right mix to achieve the customer outcome. 4. Co-creation and agile development. Innovating shoulder-to-shoulder with customers with short-cycle, iterative timeframes. 5. New industry ecosystems. There are changing faces and roles of partners and competitors, including competitors we may not have considered in the past, like Google and IBM. None of these differences are insurmountable, but each poses a unique set of challenges to our company, especially to sales and commercial operations. Adopting a customer-based mindset has massive implications for GE, and we are already beginning to see how new roles and responsibilities are emerging throughout our organization as we enable an outcome-based sales ecosystem. Roles such as solution architects, who help to customize solutions by translating desired outcomes into customer-specific roadmaps and implementation plans, as well as existing functions such as marketing and commercial operations, will start to play a bigger part in empowering our sales teams to sell outcomes to our customers. No matter the role or function, we will all need to start aligning our own goals and activities to our customers, because if we focus on delivering outcomes, we will fuel customer success and differentiate GE as a true business partner. So, where do we start? The first step in this new approach is to define and identify exactly what our customers' outcomes are.